Have you ever wondered about some of the expressions that we use? Like, for example, have you ever heard the expression, well, we're getting down to brass tacks now? You know, and of course that's brass, T-A-C-K-S. Basically what they're talking about in that is the fancy brass tacks that you see on the back of like couches and things like that. Or sometimes, you know, we get down to the one of those expressions that we hear from old-time TV, you know, Joe Friday's, just the facts, ma'am. You know, we'll get to an expression like that. Or, you know, sometimes where the rubber meets the road. You know, we hear all of these sometimes very simple and pithy, you know, get down to basics. Here's what we're talking about at the heart of the matter. And that's exactly what's going on in today's gospel, is we are at that place where the rubber meets the road in the gospel. Keep in mind, remember, as we go through this season of Easter, and yes, brothers and sisters, remember, it's still Easter. We haven't moved on to regular time yet. And just like we saw in Lent, as we were going through and we were preparing for Easter, the closer we get to the end, the more serious Jesus' teachings become. You know, we're getting down to just the facts of what he's talking about. And when we hear, let's listen to what Jesus is talking about. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live in you and you live in me. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. You know, and this is one of those times when that word love actually is, brothers and sisters, it's an action verb. It's not a describer. You know, a lot of times we get caught up, especially in today's world, with some notion that love is just a simple, fuzzy, good feeling that we have. You know, that it's something that just kind of happens naturally, and it's something that we can fall in and out of. And that's just not it. It is an action verb, brothers and sisters. It takes action. When we go through and we look at everything that Jesus did, when he came and the gifts that he gave us, and what the reason that he's there, it's to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is going to make that whole idea of loving someone, being a person of action, not just a person of feeling, is going to happen. You know, that that gift of the Holy Spirit that gift of the Holy Spirit is what allows us to make and to choose to do the difficult things in life. It allows us to, rather than taking the easy, simple path, it gives us the strength to do the difficult thing, to stand up to things, you know, that I'm going to do the right things. I'm going to love. I'm going to make a decision to love those around me. You know, and it can be very, very difficult. You know, once you move past that warm and fuzzy feeling and you see love as an action word, it's something that we have to do. And we see it time and time again in what Jesus did. From the beginning, when he started his preaching, you know, and he got out there, he stepped out in front of people and he challenged them because he loved them. He challenged them to say, this is how God loves you. You need to be able to do the same. Rather than those warm and fuzzy feelings we might think love might be, we can see it especially in what we just got done celebrating. We can see that in Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, or on all of those times. When Jesus was suffering on the cross, when he was sweating blood because he knew what he was going to face to pay the cost for our sins, that was an action that he took. That was his decision to love us no matter what. And through everything that we saw, he was willing to do the difficult and the hard thing to be able to do that for us. And we can even see in all of those last few days of Jesus' first time here on earth, we can see what happens to a lot of us without that gift of the Holy Spirit, without what he came to give us. Look at what happened to all the apostles. They scattered. They took off. They denied even knowing. You know, Peter, who in just a moment we're going to hear what happened after he received that gift of the Holy Spirit after Jesus ascended. We can hear the difference in there. Peter denied knowing him. All the apostles, they hid. They were scared. But once that gift of the Holy Spirit came down, you know, once that Pentecostal moment happened, we can hear Peter saying stuff like, "Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for the reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame you, your conduct in Christ, may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if it be the will of God, than for doing evil." That's what that gift of the Holy Spirit does for us, brothers and sisters. It allows us to make those difficult choices. And as Jesus showed us, you know, that what it means to be willing to pay the price for the mistakes of those you love, to love someone who's harmed you, to love someone who's gone out of their way to disassociate them, you know, them from you. I mean, at times it can feel, to love someone can feel like being crucified, but it's worth it. And that's what Jesus came to show us. That's what this whole thing is that we do is about. It's about, yes, we're going to have to do some difficult things, but when we make those right choices, when we do the right thing, when we follow the teachings that Christ has given us, things will go better. We will experience, you know, that love of God, and we'll be able to love others more freely. That's what it's about, brothers and sisters, and that's what we celebrate. You know, basically, our readings today and everything shows us that Jesus came to give us the tools, all of those things, you know, the brass tacks, that he gave us to show us where the rubber meets the road in our faith lives and in our real lives to make a real difference. He gave us the gifts to do it. The real question for us, I suppose, now, you know, as we get to this end of the Easter season, is what am I doing to avoid that? What are some of the hard choices that I'm not making that in the end are the right thing and will make life better for me? And then realize that we did receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. We received God's, you know, greatest gift, the gift of himself, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in that Holy Spirit, so that we can do the right thing and we have the power. So what's getting in your way, brothers and sisters? What's standing in your way from accepting that gift?